Welcome to Globe and Crown Radio. This is Joey. I'm doing a solo cast this week. Nate is busy doing family stuff. A couple things coming up. Exciting stuff in the Globe and Crown world we wanted to make you aware of. There is a new podcast in the Globe and Crown network. It's called The Tarantula Lounge. It's kind of like Calbi Zero in that it's my thing, but it is more focused. If you search in your podcast catcher app location on your smartphone, you'll find The Tarantula Lounge. It's a cool skull is the logo. You'll know that's me. It is a podcast a lot like Calbi Zero, but just more focused. So The Tarantula Lounge, as you'll hear in the welcome pod of that, is a real place in my garage. It's my hangout where I go to relax and be myself and pursue the things I love, which is art, understanding God, spending time with my friends and family. It's also kind of a state of mind, as I say on that podcast, because it's a place where you can be you and do what you want to do. And that's what the Tarantula Lounge pod is all about. Globe and Crown Radio is focused particularly on culture and creativity. The Tarantula Lounge is me with the occasional guest and more about things that I'm personally thinking about. So that's the first official separate pod of the Globe and Crown Network. So Globe and Crown Radio, still going strong. We got the Tarantula Lounge now. Maybe there will be new ones in 2018. Maybe there will be more. We'll see. But I want to let you know, go ahead and you can subscribe to the Tarantula Lounge. It'll be a separate feed. And speaking of subscribing to things and new podcasts, fun news on Globe and Crown Radio. We recently changed our hosting setup for the podcast, so all of the old episodes will be on, so you'll have access to our 50-something or 60-something episodes. Don't be surprised if your Globe and Crown Radio feed gets a little weird, because we're going to add all those old ones. So it might show up as you have a bunch of new ones, but it's just we're repopulating everything that we did not have. And other news I wanted to make you aware of, when I am recording this, it is October 10th. In the month of November, every year, something happens called National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short. I have participated in this event, and I think we might have talked about it on the pod before, but basically it is a contest with yourself, and you'll have a lot of people around you that are doing the same thing. You will make a novel. You'll write a novel in a month, the month of November, and it's got to be 50,000 words, and you've got to do all the writing in November. And that might sound daunting, but it's actually only like 1,300 words a day, which is less than 3 pages a day. The idea behind NaNoWriMo is that if you're enthusiastic, if you're determined, and you have a hard deadline, you can write a novel in a month. Does that seem possible? It seems hard. I can tell you that you can do it. Why do I know? Because I did it. I participated in it. All my life, I'd wanted to write a book, and it seemed too daunting. And so I thought, well, I'll just try this. And I did it. And that book has not been published by Globe and Crown or anyone else. But it was a great experience because I got over that mental hump of thinking like, oh, I just can't even write a book, let alone a good one. I can write a book. I did it. And a lot of the material in it is stuff that I really like. It was just a great experience. The excitement of it, and you learn that writing isn't just about the initial idea, but it's really kind of the nuts and bolts of you got to put things down on paper. I think NaNoWriMo teaches you not to be precious about your words and sentences and to get over the speed bump that you can't get over unless you just do it. A good example. Okay. In college, me and my roommate Brett would go mountain biking every Sunday after church. And Brett was a way more experienced mountain biker than me. And something he always told me, because I would get a little nervous navigating stuff, if there are a lot of like trees in the way or bumps or rocks or whatever. And he would always say, if you're going faster, if you hit those things, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But if you're going slow, it's really going to mess you up. So NaNoWriMo is the same thing. You've got a month, you've got a 50,000 word deadline, you've got a day deadline. And so you just go through it and you get it done. So it's really fun. Does it work? It did work for me. I wrote a novel. There have also been some famous published novels that came out of NaNoWriMo. And those include, I think Water for Elephants was a big one. The Night Circus, I think, was another one. So books you've heard of, things that have been turned into movies, they came out of this project. So it's not just people writing their weird book that no one's ever going to read about their dog. So National Novel Writing Month, I will be doing it this year. I will be writing a Hallmark-style romantic comedy because that sounds awesome, and it sounds like something I would want to read, quite frankly. And I believe it will be set in Texas. Very fun for me to write, if not fun for anyone else to read. But I'm going to do it. So if you want to do it, go to nanoremo.org NANOWRIMO, short for National Novel Writing Month. Or you can just Google that and you'll find it. But sign up. You can message us or post on our Facebook page, which is Globe and Crown TX, and you can let us know your username, because community is a big part of getting it done, because you get a lot of encouraging emails, and you can do write-ins at your local library or other coffee shops, local places like that. And that makes it a lot more fun and easy to get your word count in. Another thing you should know about it before going in, the reason I wanted to tell you about this on October 10th and not at the end of October, is that you are allowed to plan out stuff like outline before you start. So if you wanted to kind of have an idea of your characters and the basic plot, you can do that beforehand. The first time I wrote in NaNoWriMo, I did not have a plot beforehand, and I actually kind of liked it. But I've almost done with another novel, and I have plotted that one out one more, and I think that makes it a little easier. Try both ways. I just wanted to give you time to plan ahead. NaNoWriMo is free to participate in. They do take donations. The year that I finished, I did give a donation. So that's what's going on at Globe and Crown. You can subscribe to the Tarantula Lounge podcast. Just look for it in your podcast app. You can go to thetarantulalounge.net, and you can find a website companion to the podcast and find the episodes there as well. You can look in your podcast feed for back issues, if you will, of this podcast, because we're going to put them all up probably between now and 2018. So your feed might be weird, but I'll try to do it all at once so it's not that weird. And then if you want to write a novel, November's your month to do it. NaNoWriMo.org, send your username to me. We'll do it together. On behalf of Nate, and for me, Joey, cheers.